Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Poll campaign for first phase of Bihar Assembly election hots up. Star campaigners of both NDA and Mahagathbandhan hold back-to-back rallies across the state. Country to become self-reliant in manufacturing of mobile phone components within 2 years, says Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Tamil Nadu gears up to face cyclonic storm as depression over southeast Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into a deep depression tomorrow. And in men's cricket, India's 9-wicket win in final ODI in Sydney avoids clean sweep of 3-match series by hosts Australia. Star campaigners of NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties have intensified their poll campaign for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. Senior leaders of both alliances have intensified verbal attacks on issues such as law and order, unemployment and Bihar's development. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah continued campaigning for NDA candidates for the second consecutive day, with leaders of the alliance's constituent parties also joining rallies. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, and Vikasshil Insan Party chief Mukesh Sahni addressed rallies across multiple assembly constituencies, ramping up efforts ahead of the first phase of polling. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Khagadia, Munger and Nalanda, where he sharply criticized the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress. Mr. Shah said that the NDA has set Bihar on the path of development. Bihar has been freed from crime, Jungle Raj and massacres. He claimed that the double engine government with the Modi government at the center and the Nitish government in the state has helped Bihar to overcome Naxalism. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, while addressing a rally in Dumrao in Buxar, said his government has improved the state's education and healthcare system. He added that communal harmony has strengthened during his tenure. Meanwhile, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed rallies in Alauli and Gogri in Khagaria and Sahapur in Bhojpur district. He accused Nitish Kumar's government of failing on all fronts. Leaders and star campaigners from other parties, including Prasant Kishore, founder of the Jan Suraj Party, Tej Pratap Yadav of the Jan Shakti Janata Dal, and leaders of left parties also addressed public meetings today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said India is on its way to becoming self-reliant in mobile manufacturing. Speaking to reporters in New Delhi, the minister said within 2 years the country will achieve complete domestic production of mobile phone components. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Vaishnav said that chipsets for various applications including CCTV are being developed in the country. He said that the government will invest more than 200 crore rupees to develop energy efficient microprocessors for high performance computing including servers. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that more than 12 lakh central government employees have been onboarded on Joho's indigenous digital suite so far. The minister said that a chatbot for fact checking is also being developed to verify the authenticity of videos and online content, which will curtail spread of fake content. With Raisuddin Rehan, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, who also holds the portfolio of railways, told reporters that around 1.5 crore passengers have travelled by trains so far in this festive season. He added that this number is likely to be around 2.5 crore by the end of the festival period. Mr. Vaishnav said large holding areas have been set up at 30 stations to ensure smoother crowd management. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated a series of key digital and welfare initiatives during the Army Commanders Conference at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan, reinforcing the Indian Army's vision of a decade of transformation. Among the key initiatives, Mr. Singh inaugurated the Edge Data Centres for the Konark and Fire and Fury Corps, marking a major step in strengthening the Army's digital infrastructure. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu formally inaugurated the renovated Terminal 2 of Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport today. Terminal 2 will reopen for passenger services from tomorrow. The renovated terminal is being opened after a gap of 5 months. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Naidu said the aviation sector is continuously evolving and the ministry is striving to ensure that more and more people travel by air.
Definitely, this is a month of inaugurations, but not only this month. In the last 16 months also, we have been continuously inaugurating and renovating aviation ecosystem. So that gives us a scope, that gives us a vision into how the aviation ecosystem is continuously evolving. And we from the ministry, under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister, are continuously trying to ensure that more and more people can travel through air, and especially from the lower income, middle income and new middle class. All of them, we want to ensure that they become more comfortable with air.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the revised GST rates in the footwear sector are benefiting consumers.
The next generation GST reforms have provided major relief to the leather and footwear sector. The reforms aimed at easing the burden on young manufacturers have made production more cost-effective and ensured that quality footwear becomes more affordable for consumers. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced from 12% to 5% on chamois leather, composition leather made from leather fiber, and leather prepared after tanning or crusting. This rationalization has significantly reduced input costs for manufacturers and encouraged great production within the country. Footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now track just 5% GST instead of 12%, making stylish and durable footwear more accessible to young and middle-income consumers. Similarly, the GST on job work related to skins and leather has been cut from 12% to 5%, helping MSMEs lower production expenses and operate more competitively. These measures have not only boosted domestic manufacturing, but also strengthened India's export potential, generated new employment opportunities, and supported the government's vision of promoting youth-led entrepreneurship and self-reliance in the manufacturing sector. With Samarth and Rohan, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Renowned actor Satish Shah passed away in Mumbai today at the age of 74. According to Sinha official Ashok Pandit, the veteran actor had been battling kidney-related issues and was rushed to Hinduja Hospital where he breathed his last. His last rites will be performed tomorrow. Satish Shah's illustrious career spanned over 40 years, wherein he worked in theatre, films and television. He achieved cult status with his iconic role in the 1983 film Jaane Bhi Do Yaaron. On television, his portrayal of Indravardhan Sarabhai in Sarabhai vs. Sarabhai remains one of Indian TV's most beloved comic performances. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the passing away of popular actor Satish Shah. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the veteran actor will be remembered as a true legend of Indian entertainment. The depression over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a deep depression tomorrow. The depression is currently centered about 950 kilometers east-southeast of Chennai in Tamil Nadu, 960 kilometers southeast of Visakhapatnam, and 970 kilometers southeast of Kakinada in Andhra Pradesh. Meteorological officials have warned that the system is expected to move northwestwards and strengthen into a severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday morning. It is likely to make landfall along the Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada during the evening or night of Tuesday. More from our Chennai correspondent.
With the cyclonic storm approaching the coast from mid-sea, port signal warning number 1 has been hoisted in 9 ports in Tamil Nadu. Chennai and surrounding areas are experiencing a gloomy cool weather with intermittent light to moderate showers every now and then. Tiruvallur, Chengalpet and Ranipet are also experiencing rains in the past 24 hours. Boats are lined up along the beautiful Marina Beach as fishermen have not ventured into the seas. Trees near the roads have been pruned as a precautionary measure. People living in low-lying areas have been shifted to 215 camps. More than 100 boats are kept ready for emergencies and a toll-free number has been given to the public to report any untoward incidents, and in addition, there is also a real-time facility monitoring the situation round the clock. Joy, Akashvani reporting from Chennai.
Meanwhile, the Odisha government has intensified preparations in coastal districts as Cyclone Monta looms over the Bay of Bengal. In Baleswar, all government employees' leaves have been cancelled, while officials in Ganjam have been instructed to remain at their headquarters until further notice. Authorities have urged district administrations, disaster response teams and local bodies to stay alert and maintain round-the-clock readiness, especially in southern and coastal districts. Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somnathan today chaired a meeting of National Crisis Management Committee to review preparedness for the impending cyclone in Bay of Bengal. The India Meteorological Department briefed the committee about the current status of the depression. The Chief Secretaries of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Additional Chief Secretary of Odisha apprised the committee of the preparatory measures being taken to protect the population in the expected path of the cyclonic storm. Reviewing the preparedness measures of the central agencies and governments of these states, the Cabinet Secretary stressed that the aim should be to minimize damage to property and infrastructure. The National Disaster Response Force, along with rescue and relief teams of the Army, Navy, Air Force and Indian Coast Guard, have been kept in readiness. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began today in different parts of the country with the ritual of Nahai Khai. The festival honors the sun god and celebrates the values of nature and cleanliness. On the first day of the festival today, devotees took a holy dip and consumed simple meal of arwa, rice, chana dal and green vegetable gourd in the form of prasad. Tomorrow, the ritual of karna will be performed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended warm wishes to devotees across the country and around the world on the occasion. At the ongoing South Asian Athletics Championship in Ranchi, Indian athletes gave their best performance on the second day today, clinching 6 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze medals. Our correspondent has the details.
On the second day of the 4th South Asian Athletics Championships 2025 being held in Ranchi, athletes contested for 36 medals in 12 various athletic events. The Indian team remained on the top of the medal tally after clinching 6 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze medals on the second day. With this, the Indian team totals with 11 gold, 13 silver and 7 bronze medals in total, followed by Sri Lanka in the medal tally. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In men's cricket, India avoided a clean sweep of the three-match series by hosts Australia with a comfortable 9-wicket win in the final ODI in Sydney today. Chasing a target of 237 runs, India overhauled the score for the loss of just 1 wicket in 38.3 overs. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, the hosts were bowled out for 236 in 46.4 overs. Despite the loss, Australia secured the series 2-1. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Poll campaign for first phase of Bihar Assembly election hots up. Star campaigners of both NDA and Mahagathbandhan hold back-to-back rallies across the state. Country to become self-reliant in manufacturing of mobile phone components within 2 years, says Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Tamil Nadu gears up to face cyclonic storm as depression over southeast Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into a deep depression tomorrow. And in men's cricket, India's 9-wicket win in final ODI in Sydney avoids clean sweep of 3-match series by hosts Australia. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.